Georgia education officials could develop a state test or collaborate with other states to create one. State Superintendent John Barge says nothing's been decided yet.
We don't have anything in place at this point. We will have to go through an RFP process, and that's really where we are right now, is having those internal conversations about what that RFP may look like.
The state would use RFPs, or requests for proposals, to solicit bids from vendors. Cost will undoubtedly be an issue. Georgia withdrew from PARC because it's too expensive. Testing two subjects would have cost three times what the state currently spends per pupil on testing. Kathleen Porter McGee is a director with the Fordham Institute, a national education think tank. She says even if Georgia goes with its own test, cost will likely increase.
Georgia, compared to a lot of the other states, particularly a lot of the other states in PARC, spends very, very little on assessments. And so it's really hard for me to see coming up with a really high quality next generation assessment without some modest increases in spending on assessment.
Governor Nathan Deal conceded last week Georgia will have to spend more on testing. A spokesperson for the governor said the state will move away from multiple choice tests toward ones that require more writing. That alone will raise costs. Time is also a factor. State officials would still like to have a new test in place by 2014-15. Porter McGee says that's tight.
I think Georgia is now under a real serious time crunch, and they're going to really have to push to get this done on time.
The new test will cover all subjects for students in grades 3 through 8. It will also test high school students at the end of each course. Martha Dalton, WABE News.